Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're on The Burt Show.
She is absolutely convinced that her man has been messing around on her, so she's going to try to catch him red-handed with a War of the Roses. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
You don't sound so great.
Well, yeah. I'm calling to actually have you guys help me to figure out whether or not, of course, my husband has been seeing somebody else.
What's his name and how long have you been married?
Well, his name's Doug, and we've been married now for about 12 years. We got married when we were 18, and
okay.
I'm 30 now, so yeah. Normally, he's very attentive and, you know, polite and takes me out, but recently he's just been not how he usually is. Like, he forgets to tell me things, and he does a lot of business meetings, and usually he's, you know, very adamant about where he's going. He'll be like, oh yeah, we're going to P.F. Chang's for dinner, or maybe, you know, going over to the W for lunch or something like that, but lately he's just been really vague.
Okay.
And that, I don't know, I'm sort of suspect. He cheated on me once before. This was a really long time ago when we first started dating, probably like 13 years ago, like the first 6 months that we were dating. And he cheated on me, and that's kind of how I knew.
He started doing the same things, just became vague of where he was hanging out and stuff like that?
Well, definitely. He's just being very elusive. You know, there's a perfect example. Last Saturday or whatever, we were supposed to meet up at the Home Depot. And I was doing some errands, he was doing some errands, and we were supposed to meet there together. Well, probably like an hour and a half went by, and I couldn't get a hold of him. I tried his cell phone, I tried to leave a message at the house, and he never called. And then finally he shows up, and he's like, oh yeah, I got a flat tire. And I was like... I looked at his car, and you know what? It could have been true, or it could have not. But I don't really know the difference, so I was very suspect at that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's
but
never like that.
Here's what doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if you've been this guy for 12 years, then it seems like these are things that you should be able to bring up without the fear of
right.
it getting in the way of the relationship.
You know what? If you have a doubt, you have a doubt. You know what I mean? And obviously, from what you've said, he is acting differently, and you just want to know why.
There's an extra reason why I'm a little worried. I'm 3 months pregnant,
and
I have a little bit, you know, I don't know if it's maybe like hormones. Whatever. I mean, I'm not really showing. I still take very good care of myself, so I don't think he's out, you know, because I'm not physically attractive anymore. But I don't know if I'm feeling like extra sensitive or I don't know. It's been really difficult.
There's just some weirdness going on here, and maybe it's, you know, the hormones, maybe you're being sensitive, but you've got, you know, like a common denominator here between now and what happened 13 years ago. So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we'll do, Diane. We're going to have you on the line listening to everything go on.
Okay.
Lindsay's going to call up Doug pretending to be a florist, and she's going to offer him a dozen roses.
Okay.
And we're going to see who he turns around and sends these roses to. Hopefully it's going to be back to you, okay?
Yeah.
And the only thing that we ask is that you don't say a word until we find out who he's sending the roses to and also what he writes on the card.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay. Hello?
Is Doug in, please?
This is.
Hi, Doug. This is Lindsay from Fertile Flowers. How are you?
Fine.
Great. We are a brand new flower shop in the area, and as part of a promotional offer, we'd like to send you a dozen long-stem red roses, and they are completely free. Are you interested in sending someone free flowers?
What's the catch?
No catch. Like I said, we're a new shop in the area. Your name came up in our database. We've sent a whole bunch of people flowers already, and we'd just like to include this offer to you.
Do you put me on a mailing list or something like that?
Actually, no. We take you off the mailing list so we don't have to harass you or bother you anymore. Like I said, we're new in the area, and we're hoping that maybe sometime someone will come back and do business with us. But in the meantime, we're going to leave you alone after that. We just want to send you free flowers. You can send them to whomever you'd like.
Really?
Yeah, I just work for this company, and they do a good job. They just send people flowers.
All right.
All right, cool. First thing I need to do is fill out a card, and then I'll get all the other information from you after that. But who would you like to send the roses to?
Send them to Diane.
Diane, okay. And what would you like the card to say?
With all my love.
With all my love.
Always Doug.
Always Doug. Gotcha.
Hey, Doug.
Hello?
Hi, this is Bert, and that was Lindsay, and we're calling from radio station Q100.
I knew something was going on.
No one offers a free dozen roses.
Nothing's free.
We have your wife, Diane, on the line, actually, right now.
Hello. Baby, what are you doing?
Hi, baby.
Hi, honey.
Diane's mind's kind of been going a little crazy on her these days.
Yeah.
And she just wanted to make sure that she was the only woman in your life. So she had us make this phone call to you just to see that, you know, it would be her that you'd be sending the flowers to.
Actually, I never said anything like that.
Baby, what's going on?
Hello?
No, I just... Sweetie, I just called because they said that they would give us free flowers. They, like, give away free flowers, so I just called and to send you flowers because I know you normally you send me flowers, so I thought it'd be a nice gift to send you some at the office.
That's nice, but I don't... Why are we on the radio, baby?
Well, I just called to send you some flowers. They give away flowers. I listen, and they usually give away flowers, so I called up, and I thought, well, that might be kind of cool. I'll just send my man over some flowers.
There were just some, like, weird inconsistencies going on that she was just a little freaked out about.
Like what?
Like the flat tire?
What are you talking about? Baby, do you think I'm cheating on you?
No, of course not. What are you guys talking about?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Just the whole, you know, 13 years ago thing?
Yeah, like I said, I've been married for 13 years, and I'm completely in love with my husband, and you guys promised to send me flowers, so...
You know, the vagueness? 13 years ago when he messed around, and now he's been a little vague?
Baby, you're telling them my life history now?
No, I have no... Honestly, sweetie, I swear, they have a program... It's called Win Roses for Your Husband or Your Wife. And so I called up and told them that I wanted to send my husband roses.
Right, right. Diane, we have it on tape. You just called us.
I don't
to make sure
so.
He
you
was...
You guys... No way. I called in. I left a message. And you guys called me. You guys called me.
Right.
You guys are being a little rude here, I think, and you're insulting my relationship here. Baby, I think you should hang up the phone.
Why don't we all go? How's that?
Great. Let's end this phone call.
Okay.
Maybe call me.
Our bad. Sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever.
See ya.
I'll call you later.
You're on The Burt Show. Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.